Hi, I'm Pastor Mike Arbage from Lord of the Harvest Church in Amsterdam, New York, and I'm your pastor for the day. In Luke chapter 19, our Lord tells a parable because there were many there who thought the kingdom of God should immediately appear. And so he tells a parable, the purpose of which was to teach his disciples and all of his disciples, including us today, that we must occupy until he comes. Occupy until he comes. This is something that for far too long, the church has not been doing. Now, when you think about that word occupy, it means to take ground, to fill up. Not just stand your ground or hold your ground, but to be moving forward, taking ground. Sadly, and this is very sad, in fact, this is tragic and this is sinful, the church has been doing anything but, for the most part, these days. The church has far too many times just surrendered to the world, the things of the world. We're not supposed to do that. You see, we're supposed to be moving forward, taking ground, getting involved in every sphere of life, every sphere of influence, looking to honor our Lord, looking to be biblical as we do it, because of course there are far too many so-called Christian things out there today which are not Christian at all because they don't believe the Bible, they don't preach the Bible, they don't stand on the Bible. But we who do believe God's word, we who do truly follow Jesus Christ, we're called to be out there occupying. You see, Christians should be involved with everything. Christians should be running for office. Christians should be making art. Christians should be lawyers and doctors. We should be occupying until the Lord comes. But unfortunately, far too many people today are just sitting around waiting for the rapture. That is such an unbiblical concept. The Apostle Paul dealt with this in 2 Thessalonians. He told the people, listen, you need to work, you need to live your life, you need to honor God until he returns. We thank God that one day he will return. One day Jesus Christ will rule and reign physically on this earth. Yet Jesus Christ is already ruling and reigning from heaven. He's already seated at the right hand of God. He is already sovereign over all things. And if we are his people and we believe that, then we should move forward in faith, in the confidence of his word, knowing that we're indwelt by his spirit and occupying until he comes. He does not say just sit on your hands or twiddle your thumbs or just stay nice and cozy in your church until I come. No, he says go out and occupy. Go out and serve me. Go out and work for me. Go out and take ground. Again, don't just hold ground, but go out and take ground until I return. That is something every single one of us should be doing. Every single one of us, in the spirit of Psalm 37, verse 3, which says, trust in the Lord and do good. In that spirit, we need to be taking ground. Every single day, we should take God at his word. That's what trusting him means, taking him at his word. We should trust in the Lord and do good. We should trust in the Lord and occupy until our Lord returns. And so may each one of us be doing that this day and every day in his all-powerful grace, more and more and more. And I've been Pastor Mike Arbage from Lord of the Harvest Church in Amsterdam, New York, your pastor for the day.